can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. Cotton on the roadside, cotton in the ditch. We all picked the cotton, but we never got rich. Daddy was a veteran, a Southern Democrat. They ought to get a rich man to vote like that. Sing it. Song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. The wind, there ain't nobody looking back again. Well, somebody told us Wall Street fell, but we were so poor that we couldn't tell. Cotton was short and the weeds were tall, but Mr. Roosevelt was gonna save us all. Well, Mama got sick and Daddy got down. The county got the farm and they moved to town. Papa got a job with a TV. He bought a washing machine and then a Chevrolet. Sing it.
Song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says it was not an acceptable answer the other day when Dr. Anthony Fauci from his coronavirus task force warned senators about reopening schools too soon. The president says the virus has had very little impact on young people.
If you're a teacher, a professor, and you're over a certain age, like let's say 65, or maybe even if you want to be conservative, 60, perhaps you want to stay out for a little while longer. But I think you should absolutely open the schools.
Dr. Fauci testified there would not be an effective treatment or vaccine before the start of the next school year. Wisconsin Supreme Court strikes down an extension of Governor Tony Evers' stay-at-home order to May 26th.
The governor's policy will be in effect for a few more days, but then Republicans, the governor, and health experts have to come up with an agreement on any new plan moving forward.
Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
1, 2, 3, 4!
On his Talk 93.1 FM.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We were in the 70s on Monday, 81 Tuesday, 88 yesterday, and today we'll be teasing 90 degrees with plenty of sunshine around. But it'll be a little breezy by this afternoon. Southeast winds 10 to 15, and a little higher. Lots of sunshine. Very mild tonight, overnight low 64. Tomorrow and Saturday will be in the low 90s, perhaps middle 90s on Sunday. Well, you know, the record is 93 from 1995. I think we're going to reach the record, if not break it. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible Monday. Don't bet the farm yet, but I'm liking what I'm seeing. We hope so. We need the rain. High temperatures drop off a few degrees to the mid-80s by Tuesday. Right now this morning, mostly clear skies, 77% humidity. Temperature is 65 at 609.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This sure is a swell show, folks.
Everybody has their own show. Every day, you're creating the show that is your life.
I love your show.
What's not to love?
What's not to love?
And humble, too.
Humble, too.
I, too, am extraordinarily humble.
Nice and humble.
Stop it. You're making me blush.
With that, I humbly present...
That radio show.
Showtime!
Breakfast today?
Yummy!
Oh, my gosh. It was so good.
I cooked it, but it was a gift from Mrs. Rosalind Grillaburger.
Oh, my gosh. Is that where the burgers came from?
Yeah. I was out there this morning at 4:30 in my pajama bottoms.
Yeah.
With a high-powered flashlight.
Wow, that is a disturbing image.
I heard you texted me when you were grilling.
Yeah.
I was amazed, and it sure was good. Then you got the cheese melted on the top of it. Was that cheddar?
That's a special cheddar I get from Food Island now. Mm-hmm. You'll notice that the cheddar's getting thicker.
And Leon's getting larger.
That's one time, Chase. What did you bet me? Three times this morning?
Hey, I even put it in your weather video. Did you see that?
Oh, wait a minute. No, I didn't see that. That what you typed. Rich and Leon's getting... Yeah, you put it in.
Now, did somebody put that? Yeah, there we go. Sherry Gissendetter Calloway. You can always count on her. I'm putting a big heart there by your name, Sherry. And Leon's getting larger. Oh, that's funny.
No, I love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Isn't that funny?
No.
Oh, come on. We've got this...
No.
Eensy weensy, a little bit funny?
No.
Okay.
Dressed in a tie this morning, so it's a TV tape morning. Here.
What's your topic today going to be?
Oh, so we're talking about the month of April. Now, we know it was turbulent as far as the number of severe weather events, like
seven events.
The number of tornadoes? Wow. The final number? This is
for Alabama or for the
For Alabama
country?
And for the country.
Wow.
It was the biggest year since 2012. We're going to total it all up for you tonight. Tell you not only how we're doing for that month, but also for the year, tornado-wise and otherwise. We'll do it tonight at 6 and 10 on the Alabama News Network, CBS 8, and ABC 32.
So if we have to rank things between the pandemic, the murder hornets, the cicadas are coming back this year.
Yeah.
Or is it cicadas? Cicadas. That's how I've always heard.
Jay Actually, hates locusts. Them. Jay hates them.
Yeah, I know.
He's got a thing about them.
Maybe I could catch a bunch and grill them and put them in a bowl. Now, that would be mean. You can't be mean to Jay. It just doesn't work.
I bet Wiley's got some plan for us to eat some down the line.
One, yeah. You can count me out on that one, by the way. Wisconsin Supreme Court strikes down stay-at-home order. They're being stricken down all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, it's long past a health matter. It's become so political. And the pandemic will remain the top story because, God forbid, anybody should find out what's being revealed by the administration on the illegal spying and everything else that went on, including the presumptive nominee for the Democrats.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the thing.
Hey, the doctor that gave me that shot yesterday was saying the same thing you were saying about Sweden and our immune systems.
Yes.
That he said if we would have just, you know, healthy people should be
out
and about. People, you know, with elderly that have some issues should be...
Do you know the big scandal? It's amazing. They can't lick Mario Cuomo's ass fast enough. But that man is responsible, through his policies, for a huge number of nursing home deaths in the state of New York. But don't look for that to show up, not even on Fox. They won't show it.
Yeah.
But I've got that story for the afternoon show.
Oh.
I don't want to get too worked up too early. One of those severe weather days in April did a number on part of our roof, and we had Jones Brothers out immediately. And they've been working in the roofing industry for 8 decades. Not that Sherman Creel's been a part of that for that whole time, but watching him walk the roof and kind of give us a primer on, A, the condition of the roof, which is good, the underlying part. Shingles have about 3 or 4 years left, which is nice. And of course, when it's time to replace those, Jones Brothers will do that work for us as well. But the gutters and some other things sustained damage. And it was interesting because it was more than just, well, we got to fix this one and replace that one. It was the whole issue of drainage from the roof and how poorly it was designed. So we're having the whole thing reconfigured, and Jones Brothers is going to do the work for us. We would not think of calling anybody else, and they can do a lot more than roofing repair and replacement. They do screen doors, replacement windows. They can screen in a patio for you, give you a little more recreation space, especially if your family is climbing all over each other during these quarantining times. They can do that. And by the way, they have now developed a roofing material that reflects heat back up into the sky. So those recreational areas they can add to your home, those screened-in patios, are livable year-round. All you need is a fan on those hot days. It all works well for you, the customer. Go to jbroof.com to take a look at their entire portfolio of offerings or call them at 800-264-8009. At 6:15, the William Tell Wake Up is next.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Montgomery firefighter has tested positive for coronavirus. Now 11 other firefighters are self-isolating because they were in close contact with the firefighter who tested positive. Those firefighters have also been tested and their results are pending. We are now approaching 11,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in Alabama. The Alabama Department of Public Health says more than 138,000 people have been tested for the virus. At least 450 people have died across the state. And Troy police have made an arrest after a 29-year-old woman was found dead in her home Wednesday morning. Police say it appears foul play was involved and they have ordered an autopsy. Police say they were called to the home in the 100 block of Glenwood Avenue for a welfare check. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry is there to help our community as always has. We're going to continue to do our battery placements and no charge through the end of May. Come visit us as our showroom is now open. All our gifting is available. Our repair shops are wide open. Appraisals are wide open. Buy, sell, and trade is wide open. Anything you can imagine, we can make it at Margaret's because we make it, we really make it. Come visit us. Let the girls help you. Let them gift wrap it. Any ideas you want, we're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the William Tell Wake Up at 6:16, 6:18. What day is it? Who am I?
Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I'm waiting for People magazine to name Dr. Fauci one of the sexiest men alive. Yeah, well, it hasn't happened yet, but you can count on it. I'll bet anybody $1 that he makes that list. And with good reason.
We're here with Dr. Fauci. He's the author of How to Score with Hot Scientific Babes. Thanks for joining us, Doctor.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
So like many dudes, I fantasize about having sex with an epidemiologist. Will your book help me reach that goal?
There are several checkpoints in that would allow you to go to phase one. And then if you pass the checkpoints of phase one, go to phase two and phase three.
So phase one is like drinks, dinner, maybe go back to my place.
So I think we're going in the right direction.
Okay, so fast forward, we're at the end of phase two. We're on the couch at my place. She's breathing heavy. She's writhing. I might get to phase three.
It's entirely conceivable and possible that it would happen. Given the way the body responds, I'm cautiously optimistic.
Awesome. So I sexed her up real good.
That would really be the end of that issue in a positive way.
I've been drinking a lot. Will that hinder me doing that again?
That would really determine the speed and the pace with which one does re-enter or reopen.
Well, if I read your book and follow the guideline framework, am I going to score a hot scientific babe?
There's no guarantee. And that's why I'm very reserved in making broad predictions.
That's fair. As always, because we are men of science, make sure you wear a condom, or as you call them,
personal protective equipment.
Dr. Fauci, you're going to sell a ton of books.
There is no doubt.
Show just gets funnier.
And Leon's getting larger.
That's two, Chase.
That's right. Can you count to two, Chase? Good boy.
Wait, that's twice? It's 620? That's the second time you used it?
We had bet this morning. Chase and I had three times. There'll be three times. There'll be a third time later on this morning.
If you count the way I posted his weather video, it's three of... But somebody already figured it out, what I was looking for in the blank there.
Yeah.
Those that choose to care enough to get involved, like Sherry Gissenden or Callaway. It is 6:22. Rich has the timeline for the 14th of May coming up. Why does this month seem so long already?
I know.
We're almost halfway through it.
Well, payday's
Memorial time. Weekend starts a week from tomorrow,
it's
right?
It's 10 days away. Tomorrow's payday.
Yeah, but you know, the next one doesn't happen until June. Well, yours will, because you're special. But...
if you're on one of those,
Well, I mean, if you're on the 1st and the 15th, Memorial Weekend is actually the earliest it can be, May 25th. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. 8/15/22, the 22nd. Memorial Weekend is the 22nd, right?
Starts the 22nd's a Friday.
Yeah, because there's five Fridays... Mr. Electric brought you the little Fauci fun there, and they're the folks, in all seriousness, that can give you the best option for you for having any kind of electrical work done in your home. All certified master electricians, the very best of the best. Their business model is sensational. When you need something done, you call them at 245-1566. By the way, they do offer 24/7 emergency service. Something goes wrong, they do installation. We've had them do a lot of lighting for our house, exterior motion-activated lightning.
Lightning?
Yeah. Rich does the lightning for us. Mr. Electric does the lighting and electrical safety, because there's no fixing an electric fire that's already started. They are horrendous. They happen very quickly, and they are almost as thorough as anything when it comes to creating damage. So... preventive maintenance is always recommended, even if you don't need something in specific done. Check the condition of your wiring, especially if your home is 10 to 15 years old or older, to make sure it's in good shape. They do upfront flat pricing, and when you make an appointment with Mr. Electric, first to review the project you need done, they give you a time option. You pick what works for you, not for them, and that's when they will be there on time and free in-home quotes. On that work, also licensed, bonded, insured, and the very best and most talented electricians out there. Again, the number's 245-1566 or visit MrElectric.com. We are up to 25 accidents for the week, and it's Thursday.
What did you have in the pool?
I got 32.
32, okay.
So I think it'll probably go over that number.
You've had 32 accidents in the pool?
No. I see. You took it literally.
No, David Fagan would never speak to me again if that were the case. No, I had 32 total for the week in the pool, but it looks like we're going to exceed that. Driving has been horrendous, and it's not just here. It's like people's minds are just not focused on what they're doing. We have the timeline and the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting lesson for the day. Later on this hour, we'll talk with our pals over at Alabama Rising on impulse buying. That is our topic today. It is 6:25. Yeah, you are the poster boy.
Montgomery Skywatch with an update for you. Around the boulevard, we're seeing some congestion now as folks begin to move into the city on this Thursday morning. East South Boulevard, Highway 331, a lot of traffic inbound there over to Norman Bridge into downtown. Troy at the East South Boulevard, a little busy there. Taylor Road showing a few cars this morning, as well as Atlanta Highway to Madison Avenue to downtown. I-65 and 85, light to moderate traffic through downtown this morning. No accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Buckle up and be safe. We'll be here with more traffic updates. Map a course for your life. Go to TrenumState.edu and choose the career you've always dreamed of. Trenum State, a brighter future is just a click away. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jate.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
Since World War I, the poppy has been a symbol of remembrance, and this Memorial Day in historic downtown Prattville, Hanson Fine Art and Pottery will display 1,000 handmade ceramic poppies for 1 week to honor our fallen military heroes. This outdoor art exhibit will be a moving tribute to those who gave all, and you can participate by sponsoring a poppy in memory of a loved one. Visit AlabamaPoppyProject.com or call Julianne Hanson Fine Art and Pottery at 334-301-0336 for more information.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
We'll be right back.
pretty well done. It is 6:29 on News Talk 93.1 FM with the timeline for May the 14th. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
Oh, 133rd day of the year. There are 233 days remaining in this year's toast, 2020. National Buttermilk Biscuit Day. It's National Accountants Day. Boy, it's starting to add up. It's National Dance Like a Chicken Day. What does that mean? National Dance. Is that you? It's beautiful morning.
It's not me.
Who's at your door?
I wouldn't have this if you didn't show me how good it was, though.
Yeah. I used to get chastised when I left the phone on without muting it. The Lewis and Clark Expedition leaves St. Louis, Missouri on this date in 1804 on a mission to explore the Northwest from the Mississippi River to the Pacific Ocean. You know how long that mission took?
2+ years.
You are so right.
Wow.
Long time. And boy, oh boy, they could have been killed a few times by not-so-happy natives.
Yes.
1904, the first Olympiad held where? In the first American Olympiad.
St. Louis.
St. Louis is right, 1904. 72 years ago in 1948, British rule in Palestine came to an end, and the independent state of Israel was proclaimed at 12:01 a.m. the following day. On the state in 73, Skylab, first space station, successfully they launched it into orbit.
I remember Skylab.
Yeah, remember when it came down?
Yes. That was the coronavirus of early 1980.
Words didn't come down on my head. Oh, my gosh. Now our song of the day. Berry Gordy found these four lads doing a doo-wop show in the Detroit era, and they were called the Four Ames. He signed them to Motown as the Four Tops, teamed up with writers Holland Dozier. Holland, the rest is history. Ain't no woman, not like the one I got. This is your timeline.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Every day the sun comes up around her. She can make the birds sing hard. Must have made her just for me. When she smiles so warm and tender, a sight for sore eyes to see.
Ooh. Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Oh, no, man, don't come better.
Make her happy, doesn't take her long.
She don't ask for things, no damn rings.
So together like a hand in glove,
like pages in a letter.
That's when they had left Motown. They went over to, I think, A&M Records. The Brown label was a Brown label, but may not have been.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had left.
They had left Motown, and this was 73-ish.
Hmm.
1977, Leo Sayre, number one, with a Carol Bear Sager song.
When I need you, just close your eyes.
Number one around the world. 1989, Family Ties airs its final episode after 7 years on NBC. The show launched the career of Michael J. Fox. On this date in 92, Lyle Alzado of the Oakland Raiders became an actor after his playing career. He died of brain cancer at the age of 43, and he claimed the cancer was caused by steroids. He was one of the first athletes to admit using steroids. 24 years ago in 96, Magic Johnson retires from the Lakers for the third and final time. This is the date in 98 that Seinfeld aired its final episode after 9 years on NBC. I didn't like the final episode.
Most didn't.
I said,
in fact,
what?
There was talk about them getting together to
fix it or do something?
Do a second finale, yeah.
I didn't like it. 1998, Frank Sinatra. Oh, I remember this day. God, he had a heart attack. He died. He was 82. His last words were,
"I did it my way,"
and that would have been better than "I'm losing." Yeah, Frank. And I remember I was floating in the pool that day, listening to Frank Sinatra music all day long. The day he died. On this date in 2003, Robert Stack, the man whose deep voice and made him so famous for Unsolved Mysteries,
Airplane, he was hilarious.
Oh, cheats and liars.
He was great in Airplane. This, somebody that was always, that never played comedy,
yep.
He was hilarious.
He was the best.
Died of a heart attack at age 84.
Unsolved Mysteries was the last network show that I watched faithfully every week. Wednesday, I'd have people over for dinner and we watched the show.
Can you just hear his voice?
Perhaps you can help solve a mystery.
14 years ago, on this date in 2006, The West Wing and Malcolm in the Middle both went off the air for good. Malcolm ran for 7 seasons on Fox. West Wing ran for 7 seasons on NBC.
Well, it's having a rebirth as a prescription discount service.
West Wing?
With Martin Sheen, yeah. It's getting really annoying.
But I liked the show. I really, really, really liked it. 12 years ago in 2008, the U.S. listed polar bears as threatened species under the Endangered Species Act. Now, birthdays. Rob Gronkowski is 31, now a Tampa Bay Buccaneer coming out of retirement. Dustin Lynch is a country singer. He's 35. Mark Zuckerberg is 36 and filthy rich with $75.7 billion.
It's not his money I worry about. It's his power.
He is so young. Sofia Coppola is 49.
I went into my Facebook account and shut off all the tracking.
Yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah. Danny Wood is 51. He's a new kid on the block. Let's see. Tom Cochrane is 67. David Byrne from Talking Heads is 68. Robert Zemeckis is, he's a director, he's 68. And George Lucas is how old today? 76 today. Star Wars and Indiana Jones legend. 8 days till the Memorial Day weekend. God, it's closing in on us quickly.
Unbelievable.
38 days till Father's Day. 51 days, we hope, till, we hope there's baseball on Independence Day, but I don't know. We'll see. Thanksgiving, 196 days away, and Santa works with a mask in 225 days. That's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas. And now here's
Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen
I can't
up.
Do that to Sam. Nah, I want the whole thing or I'll rub you out, you see? That's what we're going to do. Play it from the beginning.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and 2 nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Tuesday's high, 81. Yesterday's high, 88. Today we're warmer. We're teasing 90 degrees. Lots of sunshine today. A little breezy during the afternoon. Southeast winds 10 to 15. But the high temperature, again, above normal for this time of the year. Very mild tonight, low 64. Tomorrow and Saturday, I think we're in the lower 90s. Perhaps middle 90s by Sunday. Are you kidding me? The record high is 93 from 1995. And scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible by Monday. Boy, we hope so. So many people are asking me, or wherever I go, when is it going to rain again? Right now, this morning, we have mostly clear skies. Temperature is 65. A little breeze out of the northeast at 5 miles per hour. It's 639.
Bryant Jewelry is once again reopened for you to venture inside and take a look at their extensive and incredibly competitively priced selection. But it's also a place where you can have something made for dad, something that really celebrates him. And there's a whole bunch of different ways they can do that. They've been celebrating Father's Day, Mother's Day, holidays of all types for many, many years now. And nobody has more experience when it comes to lining somebody up with the perfect gift for the person they're shopping for with all that experience. As a family jeweler, professional jeweler, they offer a free care and cleaning on the lifetime of your purchase. They can repair it. If, like, I got a beautiful necklace for Janelle. Wow.
They were just practicing.
Oh.
That was in cute.
Well, that really threw me for a loop.
I know. I understand.
Yeah, we're paying attention. It is... I'll tell you what. I'm going to do a second message for Bryant Jewelry. I don't know that we have time to stick a traffic report in here.
And I wouldn't...
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
BryantJewelry.com, and you'll find them at 1778 East Main in Prattville.
It's showtime.
Let's listen in on their gossip.
They were as surprised by that from the audio booth as we were.
I need a Diet Coke. I'm ready for the hard stuff already.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. Our topic will be impulse buying. And I suspect even in this rough economy, there's been quite a bit of that.
Yeah.
640.
Today, the right way with Rising.
The time right now is 6:40. According to a new survey, Americans are making more impulse buys during the pandemic than ever before. And the top five most common impulse buys are all pandemic must-haves, apparently. That's cleaning supplies, hand sanitizer, toilet paper, hand soap, and also you can't forget about canned food. Let's bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys. I know y'all aren't having any canned food for breakfast, right?
No, we had a great sirloin burger.
That's right.
Yeah, never frozen, always fresh.
Yours with a perfectly fried egg.
Really good, yeah.
And a thick slice of cheddar cheese.
Cheddar cheese melting on top, yeah.
How was yours, Jay?
Mine lacked a fried egg.
Oh! You didn't order it.
Oh, I didn't know. I put in orders here.
Yeah.
I don't order when you're giving me things for free.
I got an order.
Yeah. Apparently, I got to put in an order.
Just consider it.
What did you call me? The poster child for impulse buying?
Yes. Yes. When?
Oh, we're just done with the breakfast thing.
Oh, yeah, we're done. Yeah, we're done.
Okay.
We're done with you now.
All right.
Yeah. I decided to just go ahead and get that started early so I could move on.
Yeah. The guilt trip has ended. On impulse buying, when Rich first had, he was the first in the group to have the ring system at his house, and all morning long you'd be hearing this ding, you know, the gliss of the ring doorbell. And I'm like, how many people, and it was all delivery people, bringing things he had ordered.
I'll tell you how bad it's gotten. Yesterday, two packages arrived, and I had no idea what they were.
That's bad when you can't remember why your doorbell's ringing.
What I said, oh, yeah, when I opened them, I realized, okay, yeah.
I think my wife has done a little of that lately, but it's worked out really well. Those burgers you had this morning, those were an impulse buy.
That was good.
And
Wow.
We just found a great new dog food. Our dogs are kind of picky. They're kind of spoiled, too.
Dry dog food or
you add canned water to it, and they gobbled it right up, which is
interesting.
Unusual.
So what's number one in impulse buying?
So if I were to send her my address, you think she could maybe make that happen for me? Because I love hamburgers.
I would love to send you a gift of some type, you know, just because you're Julia and you're nice to me.
A BLT is what I'd like.
Oh, BLTs nice would be delicious.
Nice. I need that mailed on 2-day shipping.
I promise I will surprise you one of these mornings. I will do that.
Well, not that we never have. We have before.
Yeah, right.
It's been a while.
Fool me once.
It's but what's number one? They're saying toilet paper, hand sanitizer, canned food, really? Canned food?
Well, I think, people have kind of prepared for the, because they don't want to stand in long lines. They're stocking up on things that they can go to.
That are easy.
Yeah, that are easy and what I have to make a trip to the store. They're kind of preparing.
Ouch.
Or have been like they would for a hurricane or a tropical storm or something.
This dog's biting me.
Is Chase there?
Chase is here.
Bite it back.
That means you guys didn't give her any breakfast.
Yeah. I have some peanut butter right here. You want to...
No, that's okay.
Or hook him up, rather.
I'm good.
Not a her.
He wants a piece of cheese. I mean, a piece of chicken. There you go.
Hungry people here. This is...
There you go.
What, when you buy yourself...
Rich, are you ordering more so electronics on your impulse buys?
Rich, what all are you buying?
Yeah, that's what
tomorrow,
I want to know, because it's not toilet paper.
Tomorrow I have a big Bluetooth, a JBL speaker come in, and it was...
You need another speaker?
No, it's for the patio.
Okay.
I was like, is this for out by the pool?
We've
been to your house. It's like, that'd be like saying, hey, I'm ordering another TV. Where are you going to...
I don't know where it would go.
Exactly. Well, that one's on the patio. Yesterday, I got Wisdom Panel, which is a dog DNA deal.
Oh.
And I swabbed, Chase's, and then we got the DNA test coming in 2 to 3 weeks. That's going to be fun.
I'm still supposed to do that. I've been waiting, and if she's watching, you better remind me to do that. One of those...
$100.
Wait.
This little thing.
Am I hearing correctly? You're getting a DNA test for the dog?
Yes.
Yeah, for the dog.
I just messed that up completely.
And I have one at home that I haven't done yet. For me, not for my dog.
These are so much fun when you get the report back.
What does that do?
Well, Rich, Greg, you're going to do those? I thought you were like be one of these conspiracy theorists, how they're tracking you and everything. So.
Jalee, you learn the breeds that are associated with your dog. Yeah, so with Bailey, there was 8 breeds.
I'm not going to tell you what I thought.
Oh, okay.
What kind of breed is Greg? No. I can't wait to find that out.
Well, I know that a lot of my ancestry goes to countries that no longer exist, like Czechoslovakia.
Canada?
No, Canada. No,
Yugoslavia.
And by the way, this odd fact, 1 in 200 people are related to Genghis Khan because he was prolific. It's true. 1 in 200
people
today.
Wow, what a nice ending note.
What a way to wrap.
Right, because we're going to wrap it up right there, guys. Hope you have a great day.
You too.
We went from hoarding to DNA tests.
Exactly. As always, if you want to hear more from our friends, make sure you tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Okay. That does it for that. We had some technical interruptions, but I do want to once again mention for jewelry purchases, for great ideas. Don't just throw money at a gift for somebody, whether it's a birthday, anniversary, or one of the calendar holidays. Go to Brian Jewelry.
38 days till Father's Day.
And make it a really special occasion with those incredible folks up there. Kenny and Lynn. Gotta get Lynn back in the studio one of these days, too. They are just fantastic people. 646, The Cheap and Trashy is next. There's a few interesting things in there today, too, although I can't remember them off the top of my head.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are still light to moderate all around the city, but we're seeing more cars inbound now. 231 from Wetumpka, spilling a few onto the Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson. Atlanta Highway is a little busy inbound to downtown. We got a little congestion East-South Boulevard at Highway 331. 31 from Prattville, got a good bit of traffic there as well headed into Montgomery this morning. Still no accidents into us to pass along to you. Buckle up, be safe. We'll keep you updated. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center has low mileage vehicles, trucks, vans, SUVs, and cars, all at tremendous savings. Get the deal that best works for you. Reinhardt Used Car Super Center for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says it was not an acceptable answer the other day when Dr. Anthony Fauci from his coronavirus task force warned senators about reopening schools too soon. The president says the virus has had very little impact on young people.
If you're a teacher, a professor, and you're over a certain age, like let's say 65, or maybe even if you want to be conservative, 60, perhaps you want to stay out for a little while longer. But I think you should absolutely open the schools.
Dr. Fauci testified there would not be an effective treatment or vaccine before the start of the next school year. Wisconsin Supreme Court strikes down an extension of Governor Tony Evers' stay-at-home order to May 26th.
The governor's policy will be in effect for a few more days, but then Republicans, the governor, and health experts have to come up with an agreement on any new plan moving forward.
Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School in Montgomery. We have taken a brief break during the pandemic, but we'll soon have a new real estate class starting on Thursday nights. If you have ever considered starting your own business or maybe, like me, had this fascination for the real estate business, then come join us. Our course covers the real estate law, agency, contracts, property management, and leases. We also discuss financing a home, property taxation, and how homes are sold in this market. Even with this pandemic, we've been showing, selling, listing, managing homes at a fast pace. Our supply is low, and there are plenty of buyers. Maybe now is the time you decide about a lifelong career of helping other people getting into a home for their family. Call us for details at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Online courses are also available, 551-0225, or my email, Bo Goodson at charter.net.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
When you go to the mechanic in here...
Pass me the torque wrench. Nope, let me have the flamethrower.
That sounds wrong. You know what else sounds wrong? When you hear about the interest you're earning on your savings with the largest banks. But with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account, you could earn much more interest. And hear this. Open a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account in minutes at marcus.com. You can money.
Comparison made to the three largest U.S. banks measured by total deposits. Rates as of February 4th, 2020 and may vary by state. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour news talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When no one told you life was gonna be this way, your job's remote, your home reunion got delayed. It's like you're always stuck in quarantine, and it could be another 18 months before they find a vaccine. So
Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to today's edition of the Cheap and Trashy on News Talk 93.1 FM. I'm your Cheap and Trashy correspondent, Greg Boudreau. Matt Damon thinks we should have been more prepared for the coronavirus if we had just gone and seen his 2011 movie Contagion.
Oh,
he said, anybody who said you couldn't predict this, I mean, just look at Contagion. 10 years ago, we made a movie just talking to experts and asking them how this would look and kind of how this would go down. He also revealed his oldest daughter contracted COVID-19 and has since recovered. She's in New York City. She had it early along with roommates, went through it fine. Everybody is okay. New York is a hotspot, yet they just can't kiss Cuomo's butt enough, can they?
I watched that movie, God, years ago. Years and years and years ago. I guess when around the time it came out.
Contagion?
Yeah.
Was it a movie you watched and said, it could never happen?
Well, no. It was a movie that you watched and you thought, wow, I hope that never happens. Because, yeah. I mean, they go the full effect with it, you know? With what happens when there is no vaccine. Like, this is something that would spread faster, was far more deadlier, did not have a specific age group that it affected. It affected everybody the same. So it showed, you know, so it over-dramatized it, I say that, but who knows.
What year did the movie come out?
Contagion came out, he said 10 years ago, I think, so.
Okay.
Contagion, 2011.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really good movie. I really, really enjoyed it. It was kind of depressing, though.
I don't want to watch one now. You know, I want to watch a laugher, not a pandemic movie, just like they had the Spanish flu.
Right.
Why?
First night on lockdown, when we were under the curfew and all that crap, that's what the Smithsonian Channel had on.
Yeah.
Everybody died. Oh, man. Matthew McConaughey, hey.
Hey.
We'd like it if we would stop politicizing the coronavirus. All of us would.
Mm-hmm.
But the interesting thing here, he's got a foundation that put out a PSA about, here's the word I don't like, Matt, just for future reference. We got to take care of each other right now. We have a collective purpose. I don't want to hear that word, collective.
All right.
Yeah, got that? Okay. The very depressing Alanis Morissette and the producers of the musical Jagged Little Pill are doing a live stream tonight. So if you're not depressed enough by the last 2 months, you can tune that in on the YouTube and watch them. Michael McDonald did a live cover of What the World Needs Now. That's the Burt Bacharach song. Didn't he die? Oh, no.
Oh, he has a birthday this week, and he's still alive.
I don't want to do the worst and regrettable celebrity tweets. This is breaking news, and this is sad news this morning.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Mary-Kate Olsen is getting divorced.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
Yeah, we share your angst on this one. She's been married to Oliver Sarkozy since 2015, a 50-year-old banker. Mm-hmm. And the half-brother of Nicolas Sarkozy, who used to be the president of France. She is 33 now. So
50, and he's 50.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember Johnny Manziel? Wasn't he a Browns flameout?
Yeah.
He recently nearly killed himself cliff diving, jumping backward and slipped. He had plenty of clearance, and managed to survive. You can look that up on Facebook if you'd like, or on YouTube. And this one beats all. This will be the dumbest decision made by a TV show in the history of the industry. George Stephanopoulos as the next Jeopardy host.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What? Really? It's a big rumor. He's currently chief anchor and political correspondent for ABC News. You may as well do a game show, because what you're doing on ABC is not news anyway, my opinion. There's a YouTube reality show that turns sleeping into a competition. And Dakota Johnson said Shia LaBeouf was the greatest actor of her generation.
No. Yeah, but of her generation.
Yeah, well, what do they call them?
Who are they on?
I don't know what her generation would amount to. But
he went through a period there. It was in my time in Alabama, late 2000s, where he was like in trouble every other week.
DUI, fight here, yeah, fight there. Yeah. He had a fight in Georgia.
I think he had anger issues. Yeah. Maybe they've worked out. Let's hope they have. Georgia Floors Direct, man, we got a powerful call yesterday about them from a listener who thanked us for making them aware of this incredible warehouse on the boulevard. We talk about them every day, but if you've never been, you're kind of missing out on the choices available. Perhaps you've, well, we just can't afford to redo a room right now, even though the carpeting looks awful, needs to be replaced. Let's hold off. Well, the Georgia Floors Direct, first of all, you can do 12 months good as cash for qualified customers. And that's a true wholesale price on everything and below wholesale on others. They bought out the remaining inventory of a business that went out of business, and all of that stuff is marked below wholesale. Anything you have or buy from Georgia Floors Direct is installed by their team, so you get a top-notch result each and every time. It is a bit overwhelming when you walk in there for the first time. It's a huge warehouse, but Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers can help you have a focused visit. Just let them know what you're interested in doing at your house, the budget you're working with, and let them show you the solutions. They're on the boulevard across from Lowe's. Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination for over 50 years. 657, traffic, Fox News coming up in the next hour. Random facts with Jay, followed by a $10 food outlet pop quiz question.
Traffic is brought to you by Baumhauer's. Bring the comfort of Baumhauer's Victory Grill into your home with Waiter. Order your favorites off Baumhauer's Pick Me Up menu and have it delivered.
Well, good morning, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We are still light to moderate all around the city, but we're seeing more cars inbound now. 231 from Wetumpka, spilling a few onto the Northeast Boulevard and Congressman Dickinson. Atlanta Highway's a little busy inbound to downtown. We got a little congestion east-south Boulevard at Highway 331. 31 from Prattville. Got a good bit of traffic there as well headed into Montgomery this morning. Still no accidents into us to pass along to you. Buckle up. Be safe. We'll keep you updated. Reinhart Used Car Super Center has low mileage vehicles, trucks, vans, SUVs, and cars, all at tremendous savings. Get the deal that best works for you. Reinhart Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
What is this?
Thursday.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Morning, sunshine.
Shut up.
You're not really much of a morning person, are you?
Correctamundo.
Wow, somebody had a big piece of grouchy pie this morning.
How dare you?
Oh, boy, you woke up dum-dum.
Okay, not a morning person.
No!
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
Hello, Central Alabama. This is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, encouraging you to be comforted with these words from the Bible found in Philippians chapter